Благодарю вас, господин председатель.
Thank you very much, Chair. Now, as this is the first time that I'm taking the floor today, I would just like to congratulate you most warmly on your appointment to chair the working group, and I would like to express my thanks as well to the speakers who have already taken the floor for their presentations. Now, based on the assessment of the keynote speakers, we can see that the situation with regard to discrimination worldwide is quite serious. As far as we ourselves are concerned, we note that the program, this is a problem with the resurgence of new forms of racism, is unfortunately still a very current problem. The manifestation of various forms of racism in society is often underestimated, which is a source of real concern for us. Racial discrimination is still systemic. The people of African descent are often deprived of the possibility of full development. And among the problems that we can really see nowadays, racism subsists within educational systems, and the racial bias has a systemic impact on people of African descent, who, of course, are trying to claim their fundamental rights. We are convinced that it is important to draw attention to people of African descent in terms of the legal gaps that exist in this field, and also in terms of measures that we could perhaps be taking to eliminate racism and racial discrimination, xenophobia, Afrophobia, and related forms of intolerance. We are alarmed when we can see the resurgence of historic revisionism, attempts to really whitewash the authors of Nazi crimes, for example. We are likewise concerned by neo-Nazi movements and movements with similar ideologies, which we can really see this showing up in political discourse. And also young people are attracted by these neo-Nazi movements, which are extremely active in cultural events, music festivals, and even within schools. Nor can we pass over in silence the attempts made by certain countries to militarize and racialize certain groups. There are also attempts that are made to nationalize movements of young people, activities geared to children.
As teachers and textbooks, you get radical nationalistic formations that are involved. And in the context of this problem, of this issue, I'd be grateful to know what the rapporteur think. What needs to be done in order to convince governments and states of this kind not to permit so as to convince them that the development and encouragement of racist and nationalist ideologies among young people should be inadmissible? Is there any kind of special teaching of nationalist ideologies or ideas for the upcoming generation? How does one combat this? What are the views of the rapporteur? Thank you very much.